Is there an example of how we cannot understand something? Well, then I'll have to explain why you can't understand it also, isn't it? Okay. I had done a whole Bhakti Shastri course on the Bhagavad Gita. So there are 108 classes on all the 700 verses. They are on YouTube also. Bhakti Shastri course. So there's one verse, 12.12, which, you know, most devotees, just they hear by class. One devotee told me he has heard that class 25 times till now. Just couldn't understand it. So now it's not in my class that is difficult. It is just that that verse itself is very difficult to understand. So what is happening? From 12.8 to 12.11, Krishna is talking about different levels at which one can practice bhakti. He says, first you just fix your mind on me, absorb me. Otherwise, practice sadhana bhakti. If not, you work for me. If you can't work for me, just work for some good cause. And then after that, suddenly, so this is like a hierarchy going down, down, down. And then suddenly Krishna seems to invert the hierarchy. In 12.12, he says that, Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat, jnanat dhyanam vishishat, dhyanat karma falatyagam, tyaga shantir anantaram. It says, Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. That better than abhyasa is jnana. Better than jnana is dhyana. Jnanat dhyanam vishishat. Dhyanat karma falatyagam. Better than dhyana is karma falatyagam. Why? Because tyaga shantir anantaram. Now, the normal hierarchy is there is karma yoga, then there is jnana yoga. Then there is Dhyan Yoga, then there is Bhakti Yoga. Now Krishna is saying that Shreyo hi Jnanam Abhyasat. Abhyasa, what it means, we have to find out. Krishna is saying better than Abhyasa is Jnana. Better than Jnana is Dhyana. Jnana Dhyanam Vishishyate. But then above Dhyana is Karma Falatyaga. So Karma Falatyaga is Karma Yoga. So why is Krishna putting Karma Yoga above Jnana and Dhyana? So, and why is he putting, now Krishna has used the word Abhyasa before, in 12.9, to refer to sadhana bhakti. He says that, Atachittam samadhatum nashaknosi maistram abhyasa yogendrato mamichyaptam dhananjaya. By abhyasa, you can attain my bhakti. So Krishna is putting, so the earlier he has put abhyas at the second level. As above pure below pure devotion, one rung is abhyasa, sadhana bhakti. But now he is putting abhyas practically at the bottom of the ladder only. Now, below working for him, below working for some good cause, he is putting abhyas at the bottom of the ladder. So what is going on? And why is he putting karma yoga, karma falatyaga above, at the top of the ladder? So, there is a book published by Madhva Sampradaya. I saw the Bhagavad Gita, you know, like big, almost like a 500, like we have Bhagavatam volumes. There is Bhagavad Gita, big 500. And then I look at Bhagavad Gita chapter 1. So, it's one chapter with commentaries by around 15-16 acharyas. And like that, they have 18 volumes of Bhagavad Gita only. So, there are so many commentaries. So, now Vishwa Chakri Thakur gives a particular commentary to this verse. Baldev Vidyabhushan gives another commentary to this verse. So, Ramacharya gives another commentary to this verse. And all of them are explaining this verse in different ways. The conclusion, they're explaining how Krishna, what Krishna says is right. Or what does this hierarchy mean? So, this is actually a very complex verse. So, Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. Jnanat dhyanam vishishyate. Dhyanat karma falatyagam tyaga shantiranantaram. So, here, what one explanation of this verse is that actually this is not referring to karma yoga, jnana yoga at all. What it is saying is that Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. That just mechanically doing abhyasa, mechanically practice bhakti. Just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, just uttering it. Better than that is to acquire knowledge about the Absolute. To know about Krishna. Just knowing about Krishna is not enough. Dhyana, meditating on Krishna is even better. And then he said, then the acharya explained that Dhyanat karma falatyagam is not a comparative. It is productive. That means, Dhyanat karma falatyagam. It is not that dhyan is better than karma falatyag. Rather, dhyana will lead to karma falatyag. So here the comparison ends over here. That means mechanically fixing the mind on Krishna, knowledgeably fixing the mind on Krishna, becoming absorbed in mind on Krishna. There are three levels. And then when the mind is absorbed in Krishna through meditation, then what will happen? Automatically detachment from the fruits of work will come. And when this detachment comes, then there will be peace. So here what the acharyas have done is, the first two levels are comparative. But the last two are not comparative. They are deductive, they are productive. This leads to this. You deduce from this to this. This is one explanation. So like that, there are different explanations given of this verse. So basically, if we go into the technicalities, there is a lot. Now this you may say, I also understood this. But I had to explain why. See, what happens is, it's only when we have gone through the phase of non-understanding that understanding seems special. So if say now before I got this understanding, I had read the Bhagavad Gita a dozen times before I read the Acharya's commentary, and each time I would read this, what is going on in this verse? Just read it again and again and again, just not understanding it. But then when I read Valdev Devyavishan's commentary, when I read Shanchakatava's commentary, then I read by Prabhupada's commentary, Prabhupada was saying the same thing. But it just not making sense at that time. So like that, see, when you go deep into Shastra, we'll see that there are many subtleties. And then the Acharya's words illumine those subtleties.